Oh, Cecil, I was afraid you would fall.
No. I tore a hole in my pants sliding down.
Was the ladder heavy?
No. I could have played a dirty trick on you.
How?
I could have gone on home and left you up here without putting the ladder back.
Cecil, if you had done that, I'd never spoken to you again.
Well, you wouldn't until you got down anyhow. Come on, let's go.
Oh, goodness. I don't mind climbing a ladder, but I hate to back down one.
All right, now wait a minute. I don't want it to slip. Here, I'll go on down and you follow me closely so you don't fall.
All right, Cecil. Are you ready?
Yeah, come on.
Goodness, I can't see where I'm going.
You're all right. Take it easy. Ouch! Sally, you stepped on my finger.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, now be careful. Give me time to get ahead of you. All right, I'm on the bottle. Give me your hand.
Whew. Thank goodness that's over. Now, which way did we come in?
In front here. Darn, it's gotten so dark you can't see. Don't fall in any holes in the floor.
Well, I won't if I know where they are. Cecil, goodness, isn't this spooky?
Yeah. Would you like to hear a nice, gory ghost story?
No.
All right. Here's another little ladder. Then we'll be on the ground.
Let me go first. Thanks.
Is the old man out there? Keep a lookout while I get down.
No, he's gone. Come on, let's run now.
Wait till you get out of the yard. You'll step on a nail.
Oh, my. Just look at the place now. Doesn't it look scary? I wouldn't go back in there now on a bath.
Oh, you're the biggest coward about some things I ever saw.
Well, I'm not a coward about anything I can see.
You don't believe in ghosts, do you?
Oh, please, let's don't talk about them. It's too dark.
See, it's beginning to get dark quick now. It must be getting winter.
No, it's Tuesday.
Ha, ha, ha. Aren't you funny?
Yes, I think so, too.
Shall we go back the way we came?
Yes, this way. Let's run a couple of blocks.
What do you want to run for? Let's walk.
Oh, goodness, you're the laziest person.
Do you really believe in ghosts?
Cecil, do you have to talk about ghosts?
Sure. You're not afraid, are you?
No, but I don't like the shadows behind all the bushes and trees along the street.
Did you ever see a ghost, Sally?
Goodness, no, and I hope I never do.
Neither have I, but I believe in them.
Oh, I don't even like to think about them, especially at night.
I've had some funny things happen to me.
Well, if you just as soon, you can tell me down at the store tomorrow.
You know, lots of times I've gone to bed at night and left my clothes in one place, and when I wake up, they're on the other side of the room.
Well, I know who that ghost is. It's your aunt. I'll bet you throw your clothes all over the room.
I don't, but I remember where I do put them.
Oh, ghosts don't go around moving clothes.
Well, they go around doing strange things.
They go around scaring people. That's what ghosts do.
Look, Sally, look. See those moths flying around the street lamp up there?
Yes, what about them?
You know what they are?
Well, sure, moths and flies.
Didn't you ever hear that a white moth is the soul of a departed woman?
Oh, goodness, Cecil. Aren't we walking kind of slow?
No, and they come back to haunt people who have done them wrong.
Cecil, please, let's don't talk about it.
Why? You don't believe that, do you?
No, but I don't like it, and it's too dark to take any chances.
Oh, look, Sally, look, crossing the street.
Oh, hurry, Cecil, let's run and beat it so it can't cross in front of us.
Why, do you believe that about black cats?
Cecil, how many blocks did we walk?
Oh, I don't know. What are you holding onto my arm so tight for?
Well, I don't like moths, and I hate black cats.
Oh, don't be a baby.
I don't care, Cecil. Will you do me a favor?
What? Stop talking?
Oh, no, I want you to talk or whistle, but will you walk on the inside instead of the outside?
You told me not to when we started out, you remember? What's wrong with this picture?
Well, I don't like to walk next to these hedges. I'd rather walk next to the curb.
Shall we get out in the middle of the street and walk?
Oh, let's do, Cecil. There are too many shadows along here.
Oh, gosh. What are you afraid of?
Well, you know what hides behind trees and hedges and flower beds?
Sure, I know. Cats.
No, sir. Purse snatchers.
What?
Purse snatchers.
Purse snatchers?
Yeah. Let's walk out in the middle of the street.
Oh, don't be a nitwit. You haven't got a purse with you.
Well, that doesn't hurt. I don't like the sidewalk.
My gosh, just a few blocks from your own home, and it's just getting dark, and you get afraid.
Well, it's your fault. You started talking about souls of women and things. Please, let's walk in the middle of the street.
No. Here, get on the outside. But we're staying on the sidewalk.
Well, let's change the subject, then. Let's talk about something that isn't scary.
All right. Why don't you be a man like me?
Well, you aren't a man yet.
I am, too.
You're not a man till you're 21.
Well, I'll be one before you will, anyhow.
I'll be 18 next year, and I can vote, and you can't. Ha ha, ha ha.
I don't care who wants to vote, anyhow.
I do. I'm just dying to.
Who are you going to vote for? What do you know about it?
Nothing, but I'm going to vote for the ones that are the nicest looking.
Hey, you're wrong. What makes you think they'll let you vote next year?
I'll be 18.
Well, I just remembered you can't vote until you're 21.
How do you know?
I read it someplace.
Oh, goodness, and here I was thinking I could. Oh, dear. Do I really have to wait longer?
Yeah, I'll be the one that can vote first. Ha ha. And I'll vote for all the ones you don't like.
Well, you don't know who I don't like.
Well, I know you don't like them with whiskers and things.
Well, that won't hurt me.
I'll vote for every man that has whiskers.
Too bad Santa Claus doesn't run for something.
Oh,
that was a good one.
Oh, you're so funny. Let's don't talk about politics. I don't know what the score is in that anyhow. I heard a good record the other day.
Well, isn't that exciting? What was it?
Oh, a weird thing. It was written by Schubert. You know who he is, don't you?
Did he write Barnacle Bill?
Now, don't be a smarty.
Well, what was the piece?
Oh, it was a pretty record. I didn't understand what went on, but I liked it.
What was the name of it?
Oh, golly, what a title. It was Death and the Maiden.
Oh, goodness, Cecil, please don't. I thought you weren't going to talk about things like that. Ooh, what an awful name.
Oh, all right, then. I'll talk about the fellow that wrote it. Did you hear about his life?
No. Was he in love? And was it sad? Did he have a sad life? Oh, I just love sad lives.
Well, it was sad, all right. It was in the Sunday supplement last week. Didn't you read it?
No. What was it about?
Well, I think it was Schubert. Maybe it was somebody else. I've forgotten.
What sort of a life did he have, Cecil? I'll bet he was an old devil.
Well, this famous composer, whoever he was, oh, well, it was all about his life. Didn't you read it? It said, is a music composer a human being?
Of course they are, Cecil. That's silly.
Well, don't blame me. I didn't write it.
Well, I didn't see it, and I always read the scandal sheet.
Well, it gave a long rigmarole about his pieces and what they meant.
What did they mean, Cecil?
Well, I read it, but I didn't know any more than I did at first. Anyhow, it seems that while he was writing a famous sonata, is that right? Well, whatever it was he was writing, he met a beautiful girl.
Oh, Cecil, he had an inspiration. The girl was his inspiration. Oh, I must read that. Go on.
Well, he never did finish it anyhow. He got to thinking about this tropical mama all the time.
Did she love him, Cecil?
No. That was the hitch. She couldn't see him for dust.
Oh, isn't that too bad? And he was writing a song for her.
It wasn't a song. It was a sonata or something. Anyhow, he never did finish it.
I bet he died of a broken heart, did he?
Well, so the old boy called his song The Unfinished Sonata. It's funny how those things happen, isn't it?
Was he an old man, Cecil?
Sure. He was old enough to be her grandfather.
Well, I don't blame her for not liking him. Goodness, isn't that awful? Go on, tell me some more.
Well, that's about all. He got mad when she spurned him, so he killed her and then hung himself.
Oh, Cecil, not really. Oh.
Yeah, but the funny part about the story is, they say that over in Europe at this castle, their ghosts can be seen
every
night.
Oh, Cecil, don't.
And you can hear the girl crying out in the night.
Cecil, I don't want to hear it.
And when there's no one in the room, the piano starts to play the sonata or whatever
it was. Cecil, please, let's walk the rest of the way in the middle of the street.
Oh, what's the matter now?
Oh, I thought you were going to change the subject.
I did. I was telling your story.
Oh, please, we only have 2 blocks more. Let's walk in the street.
All right. Golly, you're the craziest girl.
Oh, good. All this talking about spooks, if we'd stay there, I would have just died if anyone said boo.